Dear friends and dear brethren, welcome to Radio Blast. Today, a beautiful day, and we had a beautiful week behind us. I'm here with Dora.
Hi, everyone.
With Deborah.
Hello.
Deborah is Brother Joseph's wife. We are here with Andrew.
Hi.
And even Brother Joseph.
Even Brother Joseph.
Praise the Lord. Brother Joseph, we were just talking how important your presence is, because you are giving us so many important, encouraging messages how to be overcomers in the same time. Just before starting this radio program, we were talking that you are really God's man here, and the Lord is anointing you, and so many people in the world need this message.
Yeah,
and
God bless you. Keep pumping me up so the Lord will have to humble me and break me down.
Well, I'm going to say on the radio what I tell you in private.
It's not a pumping up, it's the truth. Yeah. God bless you, that you are open for the Lord to use you.
Yes, it's only Jesus here, okay?
That we know, amen.
Take credit for the mistakes. The rest is straight from the Lord.
Amen. So we had a beautiful week behind us with lots of adventures, evangelization, earthquakes, many things happened.
Yeah, one last night.
The earthquake, yes.
Well,
yes,
we really enjoyed
one
that.
One in the morning, one in the
evening. We needed a little shake-up, you know? Mm. You know, like when a bottle has sediments at the bottom, you need to shake it up a little. No, but when you know you're in God's will, you're in God's place, so like you just praise God.
It's true. There was no fear of or panic, you know? When the earthquake was happening, I didn't feel any fear because I knew it's God's will.
We didn't want to come here, but then the Lord sent us to a good place.
It's true. So, Deborah, it's nice to have you here today.
Yes, I enjoy too.
I understood you want to share something.
She came here to inspire the husband.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, well, I left you for a few hours yesterday to go out witnessing, and it was marvelous. I had Andrew with me too, right, Andrew?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
And another couple of our children too. Mm-hmm. Dora, you were there too.
Yeah, and your 7-year-old daughter had the desire to come, and we took her, and she said, I really want to come evangelizing. So she was giving tracts. She couldn't speak much Spanish, but the 2-3 words she could speak, she did speak them. Mm-hmm. She was a sample. God bless her.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
She cannot speak much in Spanish, but she likes to give tracts and say, "Jesus loves you."
She does mine in Spanish.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think we prayed with, if I counted right, with 8 people between your team and my team. I think there were 8 souls that got saved.
I think so too. And that was the same park we went in a few weeks ago, where actually I didn't mean any Christians. Any believers, you know, but this time we met very special people that opened their hearts, and it was beautiful. Andrew, you want to tell about the 2 people we met?
All right, yes. Yeah, we found 2 people on a bench, 2
two
guys.
Young men.
Yeah, and we approached them, we gave them some tracts, and we asked them if they were believers, if they were Christians. And they told us that they were, and we explained what we do, and they were very happy with that people were still doing these kind of things, that people were evangelizing not with a religion, so
exactly.
They really liked it, and they said that they wanted to help us, and
we gave them a little challenge, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when they saw you were 12-year-old evangelizing around.
Oh yes, and Jasmine was there.
Praise
too.
The Lord. We just praise the Lord.
So we invited them to come with us to some projects we're doing in.
Yeah.
We're going to go in a school very soon, where we are going to make a program for the...
Yeah.
It's a school, right?
Yeah, it's 600 children, from 7-year-old to 17-year-old.
And we invited them, and they said, yes, for sure, we'll come. And they said, can we be part of it? And so we're going to give them a part in
wow,
the theater or what we're
doing.
In the gospel theater, we will do.
Thank you, Lord.
Very nice.
Super.
Inspiring.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So I want to ask you today, Brother Joseph, something concerning the end time. Because there are some dear brethren from the States who wrote to us concerned about their preparations. And it's actually some situations that, it's not a unique situation, like an isolated case. This is what many brethren are going through, and that's why we wanted to bring it up on the radio, so other people can get the same counsel. So there is a sweet couple of brethren in the States who are saying, I could feel that you are filled with the Holy Spirit and share the same heart I do for our Lord. The Lord has shown me for quite some time what is coming, but we cannot leave the country for the next few years because of some debts that we need to pay. We have always been in ministry work. We had a home for troubled children and a home for young adults coming out of homelessness. And we're willing to do anything the Lord calls us to do and go anywhere He wants us to go. I feel strongly that what is coming is going to come before the next few years. So we are forced to stay here. Do you have any suggestions how we can prepare?
Well, thank you, Lord. Well, listen, I was praying about this. This is the scripture that Lord gave for me, Isaiah 30, 21.
Okay, I can go there.
I'm Psalm 91, from the Lord.
Dora,
scripture
you can read
for
it.
You, beloved.
Okay, Isaiah 30, 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
Wow. So in other words, the Lord, here is the message, the Lord will guide you. Because I can see crystal clear, your heart is beautiful, is wonderful.
Amen.
I just discern. And the Lord is just waiting for you. All right? You don't have to go around looking for the Lord, because since you love the Lord, He's next to you. And all you have to do is just open your ears, open your heart, and it is open. You don't have to worry, beloved. Mm-hmm. And if you do your part concerning your debt, well, the Lord will help you with that. Like, do what you can, and the Lord will do the miracles you cannot. I've been through this many times. I have financial problems because I didn't have money to finance my trip to India. I remember it was 1984. And it took me a long time. And then when I put all the money together, it took me 2 years to prepare all the money for India because there was a missionary there waiting for me, and I knew they didn't have money, so I wanted to bring money for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked for 2 years to put all the money together, and I had a lot of money ready. So just before leaving, just the Lord asked me to forsake all the money. And I said, Lord,
and you did?
The Lord, this was a situation. The Lord asked me, that was like my Isaac. So I said, this is no money. This is no love of money. This is my ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing. I had to give it to a certain project, which was not mine project. And so I prayed, and the Lord said, do it. Put your eyes. So I did. I forsook all the money. I mean, all.
So
I was left just with little money to put some gas in the car. And then I just gave up. I said, okay, at this point, that's it.
So you couldn't go to India?
I couldn't go. In fact, I didn't go.
What happened?
Didn't go right away. What happened, I just went back to a little witnessing, and a little witnessing, and they said, well, you know, passing the hat, people gave something. And then the Lord did a miracle. I witnessed to this guy, to this, who wanted to be a missionary, but then he cooled down. So I witnessed him again. I met him after a few years, and I was right there when I was just supposed to leave, but didn't have money. So he said, you go with me? I said, yeah. He said, okay, you can join up with the Trust Love for the Money. He didn't have any money. So one day, that's it. We just, it was like exactly 2 weeks, 2 weeks and a half since we were together with this man, this young man. And he said, I'm going to go say goodbye to my mother, because we were leaving without money, by faith.
Wow.
So
he went home and said goodbye. I'm leaving. He went home and he came back. He said goodbye. Yeah, yeah. What did she say? Well, it's okay. And she gave me a bunch of money.
Wow.
And she came back with more money than I have for a second.
Wow.
Okay, and so there was more money than I had for a second. I think
Thank
it was some 20% more.
Wow.
And so, after a few days, we jumped on the plane and went to India.
Wow, thank you, Lord.
And now that we got another testimony from this brother from America, didn't have any money. No, from Australia.
Yeah, I was just going to say there was a couple. There was a couple of Swedish brethren that we're close to that had debts and wanted also to get out of the West, and they didn't know how to do. But they prayed, they also worked a lot, and in a year or so, they paid off all the debts.
Which they didn't hope.
They didn't hope they could do it
exactly.
In such a short time, but the Lord blessed them.
Yeah, I remember one time I had this American friend said, I'm going to go to Alaska fishing. They give me, I don't know, how many thousands of dollars a month, many thousand dollars a month. And in just a few months, he just had all the money for this project. He went
Amen.
To Alaska fishing. You know, you can do things.
Yeah, the Lord can give you wisdom.
Anyway, why did you go to Psalm 91? I got another scripture for her.
Okay.
For her.
Psalm 91?
Yeah, from verse 4 until 7.
4 to 7. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you.
So praise God. So the bottom line is this. Like, do your part, God will meet you, He will do what you cannot. Not only can, but He wants to take care of you.
Okay? So basically, just make sure you're in God's will, you obey His will, and the rest is in God's hands. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, here is a picture. It's like you're in the middle, and the devil is trying to pull you down to the ditch,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord is trying to pull you up to His heavenly miraculous. You need to walk on the miraculous. You need to look at the stars continually, God's stars. Don't look at the ditch and the mud. And God will do it. Not because only He can, but He wants to. God is trying to.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Every time seems like, oh, it's not working out. Don't think that.
Mm-hmm.
Believe and think in the miracles. Amen?
Amen. Now, I know that some brethren who unfortunately have debts and they are stuck in their place, in their countries, they cannot leave. But some of them, they wrote to us, even from Europe, saying that they are alone. Okay, they don't have family, relatives, they don't have a family, they are single. They would like to unite with others so they can be in a community. And they're asking, how can they do that?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Well, the way I did, I witnessed, and in fact to you guys, and you joined. You know, you are my church, you are my mission church. And
but you're a missionary, you made your own community. Mm-hmm. It's different.
Yeah.
But these brethren who are not missionaries, yeah, are just simple people.
Okay, but the Lord will, in the end time, we are, listen to this, we are now in the middle of the end time. What's coming next is going to be a worldwide chaos.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. You think things are bad now, just wait till they get worse. There will be tens of thousands of true believers who will realize they have been led astray, for example, like from lethargic religion, wrong teaching, such as the pre-tribulation rapture teachers. These brethren, lost sheep, will be desperately looking for others like you to team up with
mm-hmm.
them.
Yes.
You can, if you look around, you can already see this kind of brethren everywhere. In every church, you know, where the people lethargically sitting in a church bench and talking about the sleepy church, thank God for the good churches.
Amen.
So look around for the people who realize that their church is sleeping and they want to do something and team up with them. Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. That's a good point.
But even then, it's not so easy. Even between Christians, it's not easy to put two heads together. You know, I mean, I guess in our mission, we are so different. We have so many times different opinions, different ideas. And we just always have to kind of find God's will between us. But it's not always easy. So two strangers, how are they going to have a community?
God will organize it. Like, first of all, when you team up with people, you can share the expenses, share the expenses. If you have a lot of money, don't put the money in common to begin with, because you may end up, your best friend of today could be the Judas of tomorrow. I'm sorry to say this.
But isn't that what a community is about, sharing
Yes,
everything?
But first you have to test people. First, you don't begin with the money. See, in Acts chapter 2, verse 44, 45, in Acts chapter 4, the end of the chapter, it talks about people sharing money and everything. But that's not how the church began. The church began with the disciple being 3.5 years with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The church begins with discernment, who to team up with. Like the apostles were given an example of sharing the money. The only ones who didn't want to, Judas was out of the picture. So they began sharing the cross, began sharing the persecution, began sharing the witnessing for 3.5 years. And then in Acts chapter 2, they began sharing the money.
So it's the witnessing, you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, but even there, there are Judases, there are Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5.
Hmm.
So you have to be very careful about money, because people will come for that. They will come for the loaves and the fishes.
So how do you know who to share your money with?
See, the way I do, we just take them witnessing.
Ah.
You mean you do evangelistic projects with them?
Yeah, you very well know that people come. One time we had this girl, I think it was in Peru, she said she had an appointment in the center to meet with us. She wanted to learn about witnessing. So we met her, and we met in the center. She said, okay, where do we go sit down? I said, no, we go around witnessing. Yeah, okay, but where do we go sit down? I need to take notes. I need to learn. No, you don't learn. You learn as you walk. You learn as you watch.
Yeah.
You learn as you look.
It's true.
You just look what I'm doing. Okay, Jesus didn't sit his disciple for 3 years taking notes like a lot of Bible school do today.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Come with me," and he took them walking with him, working with him, witnessing with him, doing miracles with him, casting out devils with him, and that's what we do, doing healings.
Yes.
You know, it's like one person gets healed after you lay hands. Okay, it's better than 10 years of sitting down talking about it. And after that, you still don't do it.
It's true.
Okay, so what you do, you take people witnessing.
So start working together, see how things develop.
Yeah, don't talk about money.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, you share the expenses. For example, if you sell something and you have $20,000 in your pockets, okay, don't share that. So people who are doing little, we do less until the money is gone. And they'll be gone too.
Mm-hmm.
You invite them to come and work, not come and share my money or their money.
I understand.
You share the work, okay? Like when we have, I remember I was in Venezuela, it was 1979. In Venezuela, we were living in a house with some other missionaries, we were 3 missionaries. And every day we go around witnessing, evangelizing, and as we were witnessing to people, we were going shop to shop, door to door, get people saved, receive Jesus. And then he said, "Oh, we are doing a little food collection today. Do you want to?" "Yeah, surely. Here, yes. Take 1 kilo of cheese." And it's not after witnessing. Otherwise, if you don't witness, you're just begging.
Yes.
Okay, but like Matthew chapter 10 teaches, when you go in a house, dwell there.
And eat and drink, it says.
Eat and drink whatever they give you.
It's true.
Okay, this is, if you are witnessing, it's not begging. It means sowing spiritually, reaping materially. But if you don't sow spiritually, you only reap materially, you are stealing. Hmm. That's what's happening in the whole church, the gospel of prosperity. Give the money to God, parentheses, my pocket.
Yeah.
That's stealing.
Yeah, it's true.
You understand?
Yes.
Clear, it's clear.
Now, I want to ask you, but first I would like to put a song on, and then I want to ask you concerning how to organize a refuge in a country that is in the New World Order areas.
Okay.
But first I would like to listen to a beautiful song.
That's good.
Called "You Are Great." I know this is one of Brother Joseph's favorite songs because it really magnifies God, how great he is. So let's listen to this one.
You are great. You do miracles so great.
Dear brethren, we are back at Radio Blast answering some of the very interesting questions that you have been writing in concerning the preparations for the end time. We had a little interruption in this musical break. We got somebody that came inside the studio. His name is John. Hi, John.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Tell us, how old are you?
I'm 4 years old, and I love you. Thank you for sending a message for us and good things to us, like feeding the sheep. And Jesus said, feed my sheep.
Amen.
And you're very sweet to feed the sheep.
Yes.
Wow.
Very good.
Amen.
This was a message for Daddy.
Amen.
This was a message for Daddy.
Amen.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. That's very inspiring. Thank you for coming here to inspire us, John. I love you so. I love you so much. Can I have a kiss? Mwah. Love you. Praise the Lord.
Can I still be in the radio?
He's asking, can I still be in the radio?
We can try.
All right, you can sit down here with us. Thank you for coming.
Can you give me two crackers?
Okay, he wants two crackers. All right. Okay.
All right, so we continue now. Brother Joseph, you need to answer now the questions, otherwise John might. Mm.
Yeah, but can I get us a cracker afterwards?
Of course. I think that was preparing a beautiful lunch.
Mm-hmm. He comes me 2-3 times a day, ask for crackers all the time. That's okay. Next.
All right, so the question I had was, people who cannot leave the New World Order areas and they want to prepare there, are they supposed to seek for a refuge in the sense of a hiding place, secret place that they don't tell anybody, and when the bad days will come, they run there to hide?
Yeah. You mean prepare now?
Yes.
Definitely, you can prepare as soon as you can. Not for the tribulation, but until then.
Why not for the tribulation?
A tribulation that God will take care of you. Then the pressure will be so much, you have to throw away your cellular phone, your computer, anything that has a chip, because
mm-hmm.
they can locate you, okay? And even cars and vehicles with chip, you have to be careful. Okay, in fact, we're looking for a camper right now. Pray for that. We can get it. We have mobile radio, mobile church. And we're looking for one without chip. Okay, it needs to be, understand, before 1998. Understand?
Yes.
So, yeah, they can prepare a place in the mountain.
What kind of a place are they supposed to seek?
A place where you can have water, shelter, food. And then you have to organize your food. Either you're in a place you can hunt animals, otherwise you're stuck up a lot of grains, rice, pasta, cereal, sugar, salt, things that they don't go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have to learn how to store these things so that there's a mold. You have to go to an expert, and he will tell you how to do it. You understand?
Yes, yes.
So, and a place where there's a spring of water, what mm-hmm. place you can get water.
Mm-hmm.
And the water is not perfect, okay, but you can boil it, you can do different things. So if it's a cold place, then you need to have something like, heating if it's cold. It depends where you are. To survive mm-hmm. until the tribulation, because I expect there's going to be turmoil, chaos, political clampdown, the taking away all the rights and civil freedoms, civil rights.
They are already.
All over the world, they're doing that. In Europe, for sure. They just don't know implementing it yet, because that's where the Antichrist is coming from. Europe, like that, they're just pretending to be good. It's going to be hell on earth. America, since the Antichrist doesn't come from there, they already started being Antichrist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in a way, America is a step ahead than the Antichrist schedule. But Europe will surpass that, because that's where the Antichrist will come from. So definitely get ready.
Now, on our radio page, we have a lot of video and audio messages about how to prepare for the end time, exactly what type of refuge to search for, what kind of food to prepare, put aside. And if you go through this, if you navigate on our radio site, you find all these classes you can study. But what I wanted to ask you, Brother Joseph, you keep saying until the tribulation. What's going to happen to us during the tribulation?
Your tribulation will be protected by the angels, or will die as martyrs.
Wow.
So you mean we won't need this refuge during the tribulation?
you will need a refuge, but it will be different. It will be like Elijah in 1 Kings 17. It will be absolutely supernatural, like the manna coming down from heaven in the wilderness. This is just examples, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know what God is going to do. But in Revelation chapter 12, verses 6 and 14, it talks about the angels of God taking care of the woman, the church, with food. In a time mm-hmm. when to get food, you need the mark of the beast. Mm-hmm. Understand?
Yes.
And it says specifically, 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. 3.5 years, the woman, the church, shall be fed.
It says the word fed, actually. So that's why you mean it's something supernatural during the tribulation.
Your tribulation won't do any good to stack up food because you probably have to move right and left, just take off and leave. You cannot walk around with a ton of food on your back. Mm-hmm. It'd be a time that you probably won't have any vehicles. You won't have any cellular phone. That's why God will have 144,000. Those guys can walk around. Mm-hmm. You know, the 144,000, they can cover an area 50 kilometers square each or something like that. And they can just walk with a horse, with a donkey, or with a bicycle. Bicycle is a great thing to have. I suggest everybody mm-hmm. should get good bicycle. We're just about to get some bicycles ourselves and keep them. We don't need them right now. We have a vehicle, a little vehicle we have, so we don't need bicycle. But we're going to get them for... Also, we have a little bit of money on paper. We're going to change it right away into, we're looking for a camper and we're looking for bicycles. And we're looking for people to help us in the direction we need help.
Amen. Lord, help us.
So get things that will help you for your survival.
Material things.
Don't keep whatever money you have, even if it's just little, try to change it in. Mm-hmm. Change the paper into something solid that you will need. And the rest live day by day.
Amen. Amen. So, dear brethren, you who wrote in asking questions, we want to encourage you to just stay close to Jesus because he will show you the way you need to walk in, like we read in Isaiah 30, verse 21, that he has the way for you to get out of your situation. Just make sure you hear his words and then put them in practice and obey. Because it's wonderful how the Lord has been guiding each one of us, and it's really up to us to obey, to stay inside his will. But everything, all our protection, it's inside obedience. It's inside us obeying. Brother Joseph, I want to say thank you for all the suggestions you give us. I know you speak from experience because you moved out of Europe to South America. So what you're saying is because you did put it in practice. It's not just maybe a possibility, theories.
Yeah, some people have been writing to us. They've been saying they want to come in our area. Look, if you're bona fide brethren, you can come. You can team up with us. That's fine.
Yes.
And so we can prepare together for the end time. You know, we have fellowship here. And that's fine. But Amen. The Lord has to tell you that he wants you in this area. We are in South America now. Otherwise, see where the Lord wants you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So please write in more if you have any more questions. And we send you lots of love and prayers.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Brother Joseph.
Amen. And most of all, keep good conditions with HQ.
What's
that? We have a chief captain in the...
What chief captain, Joseph?
Keep connection with our chief captain, Jesus.
Amen.
And the HQ headquarters in heaven.
Amen. All right.
Is the army in chief, you know, Jesus. So keep in connection with Jesus, with the Lord. Amen. He will lead you. He never leave you nor forsake you. He will tell you what to do, what not to do. He's always a jump ahead of the devil. So keep connected with Jesus because sometimes he will tell you to do things or go places, operate in certain ways which is contrary to what everybody else around you will tell you. Like the way God's people have been working through the ages, it's always been opposite to the world. When everybody was enjoying sin, a man was building an ark.
Hmm.
When everybody was doing this and that, Abraham was sacrificing his son Isaac. And so on. When everybody was there trying to fight the Romans in the flesh, Jesus comes, fights the devil in the spirit.
Amen.
Understand? When the religion were there just blabbering in the... In the religious building, the early apostles were conquering the world by preaching the good news. So find out what God wants us to do, what God wants you to do. And I think I know what that is. God wants you to follow Jesus, preach the gospel, love one another.
Amen.
As you do that, as you go around trying to preach the gospel, you will find the brethren to team up with. You will find that the brethren were just looking for what you're looking. Go door to door. Don't worry silly things that people say, oh, they want to go door to door. That's what Joe Winners are doing. Listen.
Jesus went door to door.
Jesus went city to city, town to town, synagogue to synagogue and door to door. You just have to do it right.
Amen. Like a man, amen.
Okay, do you understand? Yes. If you need the gospel tract to distribute, we have some nice ones for free.
On our radio page.
Okay, you can download them. They're free, paid by the blood of Jesus. We love you.
We love you. God
praise
bless you.
And
stay in touch with us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Joseph. Thank you, Dora. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
And thank you.
And thank you, John.
All together.
Hi.
What?
Hi. listen. How can we hide when the microchip comes?
Well, Jesus will tell us where and how and what.
But Jesus. How?
Dora will tell us. Go to a mountain or something.
But which mountain?
There are many. Look, even around where we are here, you can see mountains. You see out the window there? Can you see the mountains behind there?
Yeah.
So, there are mountains everywhere.
That's where we're going to hide?
I don't know exactly about these specific mountains, but that could be an idea in some mountains. Maybe that's a possibility.
Yes, but how is the tribulation is going to come?
It will come suddenly. All of a sudden, the Bible says it will break the covenant in the middle of the 7 years and tribulation will start.
Yes, but Joshua fought the Jericho.
Yes.
Yes, but how did the walls fall down?
By the power of God.
He gave just a big blow.
He just sounded the trumpet. They went around 7 times, then they sound the trumpet, they all praise the Lord, and God sent the Spirit and destroyed, and God will send the Spirit and destroy the power of the Antichrist and save us and protect us.
Yes, but when does the Antichrist come?
When?
When?
We believe soon, we don't know exactly the date, but it will be soon.
But why?
Why? Because of the sins of the people. The world is going so bad, they're rejecting Jesus, and the Antichrist will take the place of Jesus for 3.5 years.
Yes, but in the beginning, God is going to take the Antichrist and put him in chains and then put him in the hell.
Yes, at the end of the tribulation, God will do exactly that. Very good. He will send him to hell, Revelation 19:20.
And with the demons also?
They're also with the demons.
And the devil?
The devil be in prison, Revelation 20, verse 1.
And it says the devil is in prison already?
Not yet. He will be put in prison after the tribulation.
And then how can God give the people good things and heal people?
Because God is more powerful.
Yes, but Jesus comes down on earth to die for us.
He already came to die for us. And now we have Jesus in our hearts, and we are saved, and whatever happens,
yes.
We live or die, we go to heaven.
And there's something good that we're going to be in heaven singing to Jesus.
Amen.
And sing praise you, Lord.
Amen.
And thanks, Dad, for the talk. The recording.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
A big Jesus.
Amen. A big kiss. Thank you, love. Love you.
Amen.
Wow. We just witnessed Joseph's son, 4-year-old, interviewing Brother Joseph.
I think soon we need to open a radio program just for him.
Praise
wow,
the Lord.
God bless you, John.
You see how much he knows?
That's amazing.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. So, John, we'll wait for you another time also to our radio program. Because you have very cute questions.
Very good. Will you come again?
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm gonna tell. If I tell a testimony or a scripture or a reviewing.
Yeah,
scripture.
That's very fine. That's very fine.
Is it?
That's good? Very yes. What you did is very very good. Now you're going to go eat your crackers.
Yeah.
Can you say praise the Lord for that? So thank you, Jesus. That's
amen.
A good everybody. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, everybody. We love you. And if you send in your questions, we have 2 preachers now who can answer. There is Daddy and Son.
I have a competition here. My son, John, 4 years old.
Soon he's going to answer the questions.
Train up a child. Okay, he left the studio now. God bless him. Says, train up a child, the way he shall go. And when he is old, he shall not depart from it.
Amen.
And we have here on the sound director, Andrew, with his headphones and all his gear over there. God bless you, Andrew.
God bless you, too.
Love you so much. Amen. Thank you, Angie. Thank you, Dora.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you all, and thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.